T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now cloudy with light fog around the area, 68 degrees. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Guatemala and proposes a plan to keep people from the Northern Triangle from migrating to the U.S., Fox's Brian Yegas reporting from Guatemala City.
Vice President Kamala Harris urged the people of Guatemala not to migrate to the U.S. southern border, where more than 127,000 Guatemalans have been apprehended so far this year. The vice president also responded to Republicans who criticized her for having not yet visited the border despite the ongoing crisis.
This is one of our highest priorities, and I will continue to be focused on that kind of work as opposed to grand gestures.
The vice president outlined an economic plan to invest $4 billion in Guatemala and the Northern Triangle countries to create jobs and incentivize mass migration.
A young girl was critically injured in a shooting in West Wichita last night at the Magnolia Wood Apartments in the 3600 block of West 13th. Police say a 12-year-old girl was shot at least once and was rushed to an area hospital in critical but stable condition. A police spokesman says they believe the shooting took place inside one of the apartments and that two other people were inside the apartment at the time. Investigators have been talking with people to determine what led to the shooting. It's not known if the shooting was accidental or intentional. Wichita police have arrested a suspect in a weekend hit and run that critically injured a woman.
18-year-old Bryson Waddell has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery and two counts of hit and run. At around 9:20 Saturday night, officers responded to a hit and run injury accident at Douglas and Greenwood. They found a 26-year-old woman with critical injuries who was taken to an area hospital. The woman had been crossing the street after leaving a business in the 100 block of South Greenwood and was struck by a newer white sedan traveling northbound on Greenwood. The run vehicle was found Sunday unoccupied in a hotel at 36th and Rock Road. The suspect was contacted and taken into custody without incident. The investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The state of Kansas ordered less than 1% of its vaccine allocation from the federal government, the state health department has reported.
The disclosure came as the department's data showed that Kansas still had nearly 593,000 unused doses as of last Friday. Demand for inoculations has dropped, prompting the state and county health departments to increase mobile clinics and bring vaccines to churches and work sites. The state health department said it ordered only 1,020, or 0.7% of its federal allocation of 147,660 vaccine doses. Its data showed that an average of 4,348 vaccine shots a day were administered during the 7 days ending last Friday, its lowest 7-day average since January 21st. The department said 42.5% of the state's 2.9 million residents had received at least one vaccine shot.
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghaus reporting. The FBI and Department of Justice have announced a retrieval of a majority of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipelines when they were hacked in April. Fox's David Spent reports.
Roughly 64 bitcoins. That's about $2.3 million in street cash value. It's back in the hands where it belongs. This after the Justice Department and FBI seized this money from criminals. We know that Colonial Pipeline paid this money last month to the group DarkSide. It operates out of Russia, but tonight the group is glad that part of it is back. DarkSide initiated a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline system early last month. It paralyzed the fuel supply on the East eastern seaboard and cost many more at the pump, not to mention those long lines just to fill up. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco made the announcement that while the Justice Department successfully recovered not the total amount paid by Colonial, the heads of companies, large and small, need to pay attention to this report and pay up front for cybersecurity.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on this Tuesday, June 8th, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area, we've got some areas where there's some light fog and some areas out there where the fog's just a little bit heavier. And so definitely visibility, something to be aware of as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Remember, even if you can see, if you've got fog in the area, other vehicles may not be able to see you. Make sure you keep those low beams on out there. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With plenty of warm, moist air across south central Kansas, we'll see some patchy areas of fog and even dense fog, and that may hang around for a while before we clear out by this afternoon. Sunny and 87 for the high. Partly cloudy overnight, our low near 70, then sunny and warmer on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy with fog, 68 degrees, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:11 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Again, Tuesday, June 8th, we had a warm sunny day across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 82 degrees, normal high 86. You know, if there was such a day as Tornado National Tornado Day, it might be June 8th. On this date in 1966, an F5 tornado struck Topeka with a track 22 miles long and around 1/2 mile wide. It leveled or destroyed 820 homes. A few neighborhoods vanished. Most damage occurred in an 8-mile-long-by-4-block-wide track through the center of town. There were 16 deaths, 406 injuries, and around $100 million damage, $10 million of which was to Washburn University. I remember a tense time in my parents' kitchen here in Wichita, trying to get a hold of my brother, Don, who was attending Washburn University and lived across the street from the campus. He was okay, but every tree on that campus got knocked down in the Topeka tornado. In 1974 on this date, an outbreak of 23 tornadoes struck Kansas and Oklahoma. A violent F4 with a track 38 miles long and 1/2 mile wide struck Emporia, where it killed 6, injured 220, and caused around $20 million damage. So the tornado, the Great Emporia tornado, the Great Topeka tornado on this same date. And on this date in 1941, an F4 tornado raced 42 miles across south central Kansas, tracked from 7 miles southwest of Mays to the Butler-Marion County line, 5 miles west of Burns. 8 were killed, 20 injured. Yeah, this would be National Tornado Day. June 8th.
You can still be getting those tornadoes in the first week of June.
Wow.
Isn't that not this year.
Interesting.
Instead, we have fog.
Fog on this date. And on this date in 1968, authorities announced the capture in London of James Earl Ray, the suspected assassin of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as part of the assassination theories and conspiracy theories and so forth on Dr. King. How did James Earl Ray get to London? this cracker from Alabama or whatever, he didn't have any money, probably didn't have a passport. Somehow he wound up in London.
Mm.
Who sent him? Who gave him the money? Good question. A Des Moines, Iowa man pictured prominently with a QAnon t-shirt ahead of a crowd of rioters inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th wants a judge to let him out of jail. Douglas Jensen says in a document filed by his attorney that he bought into a pack of lies and feels deceived. The document says Jensen claims he thought himself a true patriot for going to Washington at the urging of President Trump, said his intention was to only observe. Video and photographs indicate otherwise.
Mm.
Jensen is seen in this QAnon shirt as he pursued Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman as a mob follows them up the stairs inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
Inside the Capitol, Jensen is to be arraigned today before a federal judge in Washington. He faces a number of charges. As you might well imagine, he says, well, the devil made me do it. White House briefing room yesterday might have been a fire marshal's nightmare. For the first time in 449 days, reporters crammed into every seat for the daily briefing. Coronavirus restrictions had kept one of the most recognized rooms in U.S. government almost empty. But mass vaccinations allowed reporters to remove their masks May 13th, and yesterday they got to pack into the room as they had pre-pandemic. 49 journalists sat elbow to elbow in blue seats while others stood on the edges. 6:14, Stephen Ten of the Morning here on KNSS. And a quick note that we do have a new business coming to town. In fact, a grand opening's tomorrow, Ted, for Ollie's.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah.
Big Wednesday grand opening.
They're opening out of Ridge and Central on the west side of Wichita.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, I got a clip I got to get off here. There it is. All these good stuff cheap is what they call it. And I got some great bargains for you out there. And in just a couple of minutes here, or sometime this morning, we'll put it that way, we will give away a $25 gift card.
Very nice.
To some lucky yeah. listener. 6:15, Steve and Ted, want to share a sad note this morning. It's sad for me, and granted, most of you won't know who and what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you anyway. A friend of mine has died. His name is Charlie Cusack. And Charlie was a radio personality here in Wichita back in the early mid-70s. He worked at KEYN with me and several other people, including the late Don Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie went back to his home state of Oklahoma. After he left here, he worked at KOMA in Oklahoma City. And he went to do a medical procedure the other day, and his heart gave out.
Hmm.
So he has passed away. He was a curly-haired guy, pretty good sense of humor. And he and I and Shelley and his wife, Mary, were friends. I even have a photo of him. I've shared this on my personal Facebook. I had a photo of him and Shelley at the hospital just after Stacy, our daughter, was born. And it's kind of a funny photo, but I can't tell you more than that. I can't find it. I looked all over for it last night. It's one of our albums that's just disappeared.
I know. It's
aggravating.
It is aggravating when you find that stuff.
But anyway, Charlie was one of our contemporaries. He was a contemporary of our good friend Don Hall, who passed away this past year, and also of Barry Casey, another guy who was KUAN. These guys from the 1970s. That's the time when we worked in a three-story house on West Central. And as I've always said, and that was the time when we made WKRP look like a bunch of Sunday school kids. It was wild. All right, that's 6:17 here on this Tuesday morning, and time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And we got some hockey to talk about this morning?
Sure do. It's hockey time in Wichita as the ECHL playoffs begin tonight in the Western Conference semifinals. It's best of 5-game series, and the first two games are coming up here on back-to-back nights in Wichita. The Wichita Thunder opening up playoffs against the Fort Wayne Comets, 7:05 tonight. And this is at the Wichita, it's not at Intrust Bank Arena. Disney on Ice has rented the place for the week.
Okay.
So the Thunder is going to play at the Wichita Ice Center right across from Riverfront Stadium at Maple and Sycamore. So that's where the games are tonight and tomorrow night. The Thunder is back in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. Good luck to the Wichita Thunder tonight. Game one of the playoffs, the Fort Wayne Comets. At 7:05 tonight at the Wichita Ice Center. The Wichita Wind Surge in minor league baseball is on the road after a day off on Monday yesterday. And it's the top two teams in the division. First place Wichita, second place Tulsa. Just a half game separating these two going into this 6-game series down in Oklahoma. 7:05 tonight as the Surge is on the road for the first time in a couple weeks. trying to keep a hold of first place. Major League Baseball last night out on the West Coast, the Los Angeles Angels and the Kansas City Royals. KC starting a week-long trip out to California. And the Royals just didn't have it last night. The Angels won the game 8-3 was the final score as the Royals dropped their third in a row and are now back to 500 on the season, 29-29, 58 games into the season. The Royals and the Angels go at it again tonight. You can listen to the game live beginning at 8:30 this evening, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Coming into the game last night out of the Angels' bullpen in the ninth inning, you might have noticed the name of James Hoyt, the former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher, is back in the big leagues as he has been called up from AAA and is now pitching with the Angels. He threw a scoreless ninth inning against the Royals last night. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Easy home win for the Brooklyn Nets over the Milwaukee Bucks. 125-86, a 39-point win for the Nets. This is the Eastern Conference semifinals. Brooklyn has won the first two games at home to go up 2-0 in this best of seven. Coming off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet made 3 three-pointers for his 9 points. He also had 3 rebounds. Brooklyn off to a nice start, up 2-0. And a couple of Shocker baseball notes from this day. It was 30 years ago on this day up in Omaha. The Shockers were in the national title game of the College World Series.
Wow.
As the Shocks were going for their second College World Series championship in a 3-year period. That didn't happen. LSU won the game that day 6-3 in the national title game as the Shocks just couldn't quite get it going. Tyler Green was the starting pitcher for the Shockers, but he was not at his sharpest that day. So the Shocks were not going to get that second title in a 3-year period. Shocks lost in the title game 30 years ago today to LSU, 6-3. And another Shocker milestone was 40 years ago on this day. 1981, the Major League Baseball draft. The number one pick was the Seattle Mariners, and they took pitcher Mike Moore out of Oral Roberts. The Cubs had the number two pick, and the Chicago Cubs took... Any guesses? You know?
I think so.
Wichita State outfielder Joe Carter.
Joe Carter.
Taken with the number two overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Of course, both Mike Moore and Joe Carter both had long careers in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And Joe would go on to hit one of the most iconic home runs in Major League Baseball history to end the 1993 World Series. Joe Carter drafted number two overall by the Cubs. That was 40 years ago today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All his good stuff cheap. Grand opening tomorrow at 9 a.m. This is at Central and Ridge Road. We're talking about a place where you can get up to 70% off the usual prices for all kinds of things, including, how about this, a Pro Hair Clipper Set. A kit, 10 pieces, $9.99.
Wow, that's a good price.
That's about half what you would usually
pay.
Well, right now, I've got for caller number three, a $25 gift card from Ollie's. Call us now, 869-1330. 869-1330. You could be going to Ollie's to get some good stuff cheap.
Sweet.
With Steve and Ted.
Yeah.
621, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Getting our kids back into school safely is possible now. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.